Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Cicero Results Cast conference call. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode until we conduct a question-and-answer session, and instruction will be given at that time. If anyone should require assistance during the conference, press star then zero on your telephone. Just to remind you, this conference call is being recorded. I would like now to hand over to the chairperson, Dominique Libiski. Please begin your meeting, and I will be standing by.
Hello, everyone. This is Dominique Libiski, CEO of Cicero Results Cast. Together with me is Maciej Gruber, member of the board and financial officer, and Małgorzata Czaplicka, investor relations director.
Good afternoon.
I'm very pleased to announce our second quarter results. Another quarter of improved results. But before I go to the details, please let me start with the description of the market and our current position, as well as a brief history of the development of this position in the market, so you could yourself go to the conclusions about the possible future development of DTH in Poland. If you have your presentation in front of you, on page number 4, you see three charts. Three charts which describe the number of the subscribers in the especially chosen by us 3 days. So today, Cicero Results Cast is 2,288,000. Cicero Plus, 1,100,000, roughly speaking. And Platform N, yesterday we learned about their number of the subscribers, 326,000. Now, going a little bit backwards to the history, which is 2 days for the comparison. End of 2007, when we have 2,068,000 subscribers, Cicero Plus 1,050,000 subscribers, and Platform N with 300,000 subscribers. And another date, which is October 2006, the month in which Platform N was launched. Cicero Results Cast at that point had 860,000 subscribers, and Cicero Plus had 850,000 subscribers. So, in the middle chart of this slide, you'll see that from that moment, the number of our subscribers increased by 1,428,000. In the same time, Cicero Plus earned 250,000 subscribers and newly launched in October 2006 Platform N. Now, till the end of till today, got 326,000. And what happened from the beginning of this year? Cicero Results Cast added 220,000 subscribers, Cicero Plus added 50,000 subscribers, and N added 26,000. If you go to the page number 5, you will see the same result transformed to the share of the net adds in percentage. So today, Cicero Results Cast has 62% of the market, Cicero Plus has 29% of the market, and Platform N has 9% of the market. However, our share of net adds from October 2006 till today is 72%, with Cicero Plus having in the same time 12%, and Platform N 16%. This trend of our domination in the net adds continues in this year. From January 2008 to the end of second quarter, our share in, of net adds, new net adds, is 74%, while Cicero Plus had 17%, and Platform N diminished their market share from 16% to 9%. I believe that we can draw the conclusion from that fact that our market share is stable and there are fluctuations between Cicero Plus and N, that these two companies are going after the same client and competing more among themselves than with us. Now, let me go to the specific result of Q2 2008. You have the brief conclusion on the page number 7. Number of our subscribers increased by 47% to 2,288,000 as on June 30, 2008. ARPU of our family package subscribers is up by 5% to 39 zloty and 30 groszy from 37 zloty and 60 groszy. That is comparison to Q2 2007. The revenues are up by 60% and is at the level of 277 million. It went up from 173 million in Q2 2007. EBITDA is up by 75% to 104 million and what's very important for us, EBITDA margin is up to 37.5% in comparison to 34.2% in Q2 2007. Net income is up by 68% to 80 million and net income margin reached 29% in comparison to 27% in Q2 2007. On page number 8, you see the dynamic growth of our subscriber base on the in comparison year on year. As I told you, we have now almost 2.3 million households. The breakdown of the packages chosen by our clients is also presented on this slide. Family package, US consists of 81% of net adds consists of family package plus also higher tiers customers and 19% is mini package, another entry package from which, to remind you, our customers cannot subscribe to higher tiers. Today, 87% of our clients are subscribing family package and higher tiers, and 13% is mini package. So altogether, during the last 12 months, we grew our subscriber base by 47%. This is possible not only thanks to the very good sales results, but also that we maintain very low churn level. It is in a single digit, it's 7% annual churn. And we are very satisfied with this level because in comparison to the peers, which is 15-16%, we look very well. It is according to our expectation and expectations of the markets. I would like to tell you also that it is exactly at the same level, the second quarter churn is exactly at the same level as it was in the Q1. Q1 was 2% and now it's also 2%. It is higher than it was on the year basis a year ago, but it's the consequence of new vindications procedures which are more strict today than they were 2 years ago. If you go to the page number 9, you will see that we are also experiencing a dynamic growth of ARPU on a year-on-year basis. Our family package ARPU increased by 5% and it is the result of two factors. The first one is an increase of the number of the premium package subscribers of the packages which include HBO added in the first quarter of 2008. The second factor is an increase of the family package subscription. To remind you, we increased prices piece of family package by 8% in the subscriber to the all subscriber base in January, but it was excluding the customers who were in the initial period of their term. So each month, a certain number of the customers whose initial term is over, and for those customers, we change the price from 35 to 37.90. Till now, till the end of the second quarter, majority of our subscriber base paid already 37.90. There are around 300,000 subscribers left who are still paying lower fees. These two factors, higher ARPU and dynamic subscriber growth, contributed to 49% increase in subscription revenues, which amounted to 236 million zlotys. On the next couple of slides, we decided to show you that our dynamic growth is always also on the quarter-on-quarter basis. Our subscriber grew by 100,000 households. Our family package ARPU grew by 5% from 37 zloty and 30 groszy in Q1 to 39.3 in Q2. The revenues grew by 11% to 277 million. EBITDA grew by 17% to 104 million. EBITDA margin grew by 2 points from 35.6 to 37.5%, and net income grew by 25% to 80 million zlotys. Our business achievements apart from the financial results. We concluded a new agreement with PTC, our host of our mobile telecommunication services. This new agreement set more favorable conditions of national roaming, which is the base to our MVNO services. As promised before, we launched our MVNO services at the end of Q2, exactly on June 30th. We started to offer to the client, at this point, only prepaid services. The reason for that is following. We were struggling for the last few months with two operators, Polkomtel and Orange, which together have about probably 66-70% of the market, because we had problems with connecting the networks. We are going to benefit from interconnect revenues, and our benefit will be higher because we were granted asymmetric termination rate. Because those two companies didn't agree with the for a long time, they were not ready to accept these asymmetric termination rates. Our networks were finally connected with Orange on June 18th, and with Polkomtel, I believe it was June 24th. So we showed to the market that we were ready for the long time, because in the 1 week we decided to get to the market. However, you have to know that you have to be aware of the fact that summer is not the right time in Poland to sell telecommunication services. So we decided to postpone introduction of postpaid offer till September, and we also decided to postpone the marketing campaign. So we are not running any campaign to inform the market that we started our MVNO. We decided that it would be the waste of the money, and we, in that 2 months, which are we decided to spend for the training of the sales forces in the point of sales, we will have 400 point of sales ready to sell our postpaid offer in September, which will be extended to around 750, 800 by the end of the year, plus 20,000 point of prepaid point of sales, which has to be equipped with the recharges and the special visualization. Plus, probably the most important the reason we stand behind this decision, we didn't want to put all the cards on the table in the dead season and to give our competition chance to get to prepare the counter offer for the high selling season. The consequence of such a decision will be that please do not expect too high numbers of the sales in the Q3. The real marketing and sales effort will be conducted in the Q4. Another important business achievement was to enter into agreement with Stowarzyszenie Filmowców Polskich. This is a collecting society which collects the which is responsible for the copyrights related to the movies. And this new contract sets out the terms of the payments for the copyrights and related rights for the future, as well as exhausts all the claims in the past. So one of the risks described in our prospectus actually disappears, because to remind you, we also concluded the similar agreement a couple of months ago with ZAIX, another very important collecting society. Recently, we partially repaid part of the bank credit in the amount of 50 million zloty. This is the part of 200 million zloty bank credit we have with Pekao S.A. In Q2 of 2008, we sold 42,000 in-house produced set-top boxes. When I spoke, I had a pleasure to speak with you last time. I know that we started to sell the set-top boxes, and that our factory is working and producing the set-top boxes for us. So now we are very pleased to say that the market accepted our design, accepted our product, and it encouraged us to prepare the second model for the end of this year, for the next year actually, for the sales in the next year, which will allow us to further cut the cost of the set-top boxes purchased from the third parties. Now I would like to give the floor to Maciej, our financial officer, to give you more details about our financial situation. Maciej, please.
Dominik, thank you very much. It's a real pleasure for me to guide all the participants of this conference call through our strong financials that we were able to achieve during the second quarter of this year. Let me say it again. Our revenues are up 60% to 277 million zloty. Our EBITDA is up 75% to almost 104 million zloty. We generated EBITDA margin of 37.5%, up from 34.2% in the second quarter of last year, and up from almost 36% in the first quarter of this year. Our net profit is up 68% and it stands at almost 80 million zloty. and we generated a net margin of almost 29%. Now let me tell you what stood behind these strong results. On page 14 of the presentation, we provide a discussion of our operating revenues. Our operating revenues are up 60%. The key driver behind the growth of our total operating revenues were, of course, subscription fees, which grew by 104 million zloty, or 49%, on the back of the average subscriber base growth of 47%, and blended ARPU growth of almost 2% on a year-on-year basis, and the blended ARPU grew to 35.3 zloty per subscriber per month. We've been able to increase ARPU thanks to family package price increase and increase in number of subscribers signing and paying for premium packages, including HBO. The increase in subscription fees accounted for 75% of the increase in total operating revenues. And as you can see on page 14, on the upper right graph, it accounted, its share in total operating revenues stood at slightly over 85% in the second quarter of this year. Revenues from sales of set-top boxes increased by approximately 14 million zloty, or 148%, mainly as a result of an increase in number of set-top boxes sold, including high-definition set-top boxes, which were sold to customers at higher retail prices. The increase in sales of set-top boxes accounted for 13% of the increase in our total operating revenues recognized during the second quarter of this year. Other operating revenues increased mainly due to recognition of compensation received from the conditional access system provider for the smart card and old set-top box replacement in conjunction with the conditional access system swap. On page 15, under operating costs, let me share with you a good news, which is that our operating expenses grew slower than our operating revenues and were up by 50% year on year. Now I would like to spend some time on discussing how major cost items changed over the presented period of time. Programming costs, which are one of the major cost items of ours, were up by 10.5 million zloty, or 29%, which we consider a positive result, provided that we grew our average subscribers by 47% and at the same time added a lot of new premium content, including 4 BBC channels and 3 HBO channels. This cost item, as you know, consisting of content costs, consists of content costs and costs of collecting sales. And on a per average subscriber basis, it went down by 12% year on year. However, pure content costs translated into euros were up by a prudent 7% on a per average family subscriber basis. Signal transmission costs were up by 3.2 million zloty, or 30%, due to increase in transponder costs of 36%. This increase is associated with the fact that in the second quarter of this year, we were using and paying for 3 transponders, including 1 dedicated to our high-definition offer, as compared to the second quarter of last year, where we were using and paying for 2 transponders. Another factor that stood behind the increase of signal transmission costs was the increase in conditional access system costs, which grew by 12% due to higher number of active smart cards being subject to license fee settlements with the conditional access system provider. Please note that on a per every subscriber basis, conditional access system costs and transponder costs were down by respectively 24% and 7% on a year-on-year basis. Distribution and marketing costs grew by 20.8 million zloty or 86%. As you know, major cost items that build up this cost position are distributors' commissions, marketing costs, mailing costs, and call center costs. I think it's worth to briefly discuss one of these, each of these items. Distributors' commissions grew by almost 6 million zloty, or 39%, on the back of the increase in quarterly gross additions of 33%. The increase in distributors' commissions accounted for 28% of the increase in total distribution and marketing costs. Please note that on a per one gross addition basis, distributors' commissions grew by approximately 5% under IFRS treatment, but went down by approximately 13% on a pure cash basis, from 116 zloty in the second quarter of last year to 102 zloty in the second quarter of this year. Marketing costs grew by 4.7 million zloty or 144%, primarily due to intensified promotional campaigns for our DTH and recently MVNO offers. It accounted for 22% of the increase in total distribution and marketing costs during the second quarter of this year. Mailing costs and call center costs together grew by a total of 9.6 million zloty, primarily due to additional costs incurred for replacements of smart cards and old set-top boxes in conjunction with conditional access system swap. Please note that all these additional costs are being refunded to us by the conditional access system provider, and a corresponding revenue item has been recognized under other operating revenues in the amount of approximately 6 million zloty. These two together accounted for 46% of the increase in total distribution and marketing costs. As to salaries and employee-related expenses, these costs grew by approximately 6 million zloty, or 96%, and this growth is attributable to the growth in the number of employees by 75% year-on-year, from 236 full-time equivalents in the second quarter of last year to 414 full-time equivalents in the second quarter of this year. This growth in the average number of employees is attributable to new hirings for the needs of our own set-top box manufacturing facility and the MVNO project team. But there have been some new hirings also in the back office, including in the distribution, IT, and finance departments, the latter one also in conjunction with our new regulatory and reporting requirements as a publicly listed company. Please note that on a per average employee basis, the salary costs, netted of remuneration of the supervisory board and provisions for pensions, grew by only 7% on a year-on-year basis. Costs of satellite television receiving equipment sold increased by 11.5 million zloty, or 57%, as a result of an increase in the number of set-top boxes sold, including high-definition set-top boxes the sales of which were accounted for on a FIFO basis at historically higher purchase costs. And finally, other operating costs increased by 7.5 million zloty, or 45%, mainly due to higher payments to Polish Film Institute and increased costs of consultancy and IT services. I would like to draw your attention to the graph showing share of variable, fixed, and subscriber acquisition costs in our revenues. I would like to bring your attention to the fact that one of the drivers of our increasing profitability on the EBITDA level is the fact that our total subscriber acquisition costs, understood as the sum of distributors' commissions and set-top box subsidies, went down from the level of 36% for the entire year 2007 to a level of 21% for the 6 month period of this year. On page 16, there is a brief discussion, a comparison of our EBITDA margin, our DTH EBITDA margin, netted of MVNO expenses, operating expenses, and our DTH EBITDA margin pre subscriber acquisition costs and set-top box subsidies. As you can see, our EBITDA margin of 37.5% netted of MVNO expenses goes up to almost 40%, and our DTH, our core business EBITDA, pre-SAC and pre-set-top box subsidy, stood at 55% in the second quarter of this year, and this was by 3 percentage points up from 52% in the second quarter of last year. Our net income in the second quarter of this year was almost 80 million zloty, yielding a 29% net margin. You are probably aware of this fact. We paid dividends from the net income for last year in the amount of 14 grosz per share, and our general shareholder meeting adopted a dividend policy which states that we will try, depending on market condition and company needs for cash, we will try to pay under the form of a dividend somewhere between 33 to 66% of the net income generated going forward. Our cash position remains to be very strong, which has a positive impact on our net debt position. Our net debt decreased significantly due to the partial repayment of our bank facility in the amount of 50 million zloty. 50 million, that's the value of the repayment that took place in the month of June. Our net debt came down to merely 30 million zloty, and net debt to annualized EBITDA ratio decreased to as low as 0.1. On page 19, our cash flow statement for the period of 6 months of this year, 150 million zloty beginning cash, almost 85 million zloty of cash generated from operations, capex of slightly above 28 million zloty, in line with our budget for this year, debt repayments, interest repayments, other cash outflows related to IPO costs, and we ended up with cash pool of almost 140 million zloty as of June 30th of this year. I think this is it from my side. Dominik, it's over to you.
Thank you, Maciej. Just one comment. Martin said that there was a slight increase in the marketing costs, and that were related to DTH and MVNO. And I told you that we are not running any campaign. What I meant by running not running campaign, I meant by television, radio, billboards, and internet. But we are already spending money to PTL, which means preparing the shops and the point of sales to the distribution from September, the full offer of Cyfrowy Polsat. So now, operator, we are ready to take the questions.
Thank you. If you do have a question at this time, please press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. To cancel your question, please press hash or pound key. Once again, that's the number 1 to register a question and the hash or pound key to cancel. There will be a short silence while participants register for questions. Our first question comes from the line of Alex Rice. Please go ahead with your question and announce your company and location.
Yes, hello. Good afternoon, everyone. It's Alex Wright from UBS. I'm actually in Moscow today. I had a couple of questions, please. You gave some explanation of your programming costs, and I wonder if you could just elaborate on that, because clearly they come down not only year over year, but also quarter over quarter quite sharply on a per subscriber basis and as a percentage of subscription revenue. I just wonder if you could elaborate on the explanation that you gave there. Secondly, the ARPU increase quarter over quarter, if you look at the family ARPU increase across the two quarters in the quarter, could you give some indication as to how much of that was related to the price increase and how much was related to people taking the higher value packages with HBO, for example? Thank you.
Alex, the programming cost decline on a per subscriber basis is primarily attributable to the, as you know, I mean, the most of our programming costs are denominated in foreign currencies, euros primarily, and US dollar, and with the recent strong appreciation of Polish zloty against those two currencies, I mean, this positively impacted our overall programming costs and content costs, and with a high increase in average subscribers, I mean, this led to a per subscriber decline of programming costs.
Can you just remind us what proportion of your cost of your programming cost is denominated in euro or foreign currency approximately?
It's approximately 45% euro, 45% US dollar, and the balance being Polish zloty.
Okay, thank you. I think you mentioned earlier on that for the subscriber, the family subscribers, the programming cost per average family subscriber had increased by 7% year over year.
And depending how you look at it, I mean, if you translate the programming costs into euros and you spread them over the number of our family subscribers, you will see a slight 7% increase. Q208 in comparison to Q207.
Okay.
And that's what I meant by indicating the slight increase in euro terms.
Okay, thank you. That's fair. And on the RP side.
So your question was how much of the ARPU increase is attributable to the family package price increase, and how much to...
And how much to the migration of customers to higher value packages, including HBO, if you can give some rough breakdown of the impact, and perhaps also just confirm whether you're expecting to see a similar kind of trend in the next quarter or two, or whether you think that we've already seen that the bulk of the increase that is likely to result from the family package price increase.
In some analysis that we performed some time ago, our estimation was that it's like 50-50 price increases and HBO and other premium package additions. But I would probably need to get back to you on that with, you know, some more recent analysis of this.
Okay, that's helpful. But you think there's scope to see some further increase in the next, you know, second half of the year from both of those trends?
Pardon? I didn't quite hear you well. Can you please repeat your question?
Yeah, well, I was just asking if you expect to see some further increase in the family ARPU in the second half of this year as a result of both of those trends.
Yes, we do.
Plus, we are working on the new packages and new extra premium channels, but of course, the results will be only when we decide to introduce that policy.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Andras Bekani. Please go ahead with your question and announce your company and location.
Good afternoon. My name is Andras Bekani from Delphi Capital, based in London. Congratulations on the results, gentlemen. I would like to understand and basically put this result into context over the full year and understand on one hand on the revenue side whether there already is any additional boosting factors, for instance. Some of our analysts mentioned that potentially the European Football Championship tournament can have a positive effect on your net ads. Do you see that to be a factor, and how do you see the second half growth in subscribers? And also on the cost side, in the second half, we can expect increased market models in the MBN, as you mentioned. Can you estimate how big extra cost item that can be, and whether it is fair to extrapolate your first half result to the full year?
Okay. Yes, so we as a company do not accept the one time even huge events like Euro 2008 as a good opportunity to build the subscriber base, because our business is based on the loyal client, not those who are coming just to see one big sport event. Therefore, we haven't introduced any special offer or special promotion for the Euro 2008. Of course, Euro 2008 was a nice present to our customers. There are some people who decided to join us. The results, next editions in the first quarter of the year, were at the level of 119,000. The second quarter we closed with 101 net additions. To give you the indication how we see the development of our subscriber base in the future, I can only tell you, because you are not the company who give the forward-looking statements yet, you are only planning to do that in the future, is that 50%, roughly speaking, 50% of our sales happens in the quarter four or of each year. So first three quarters of the year in terms of net additions equals the fourth quarter. Actually, would you like to answer the second question?
Unfortunately, I cannot tell you much about it. The only thing I can tell you is to give you some estimate on the EBITDA hit of the MVNO project on this year's results. And the way we estimate it, we believe that the MVNO project will generate an EBITDA hit of probably not more than 10% of the TTH EBITDA for the year 2008.
And I assume that this already includes that you will have some kind of MVNO revenue, not just the costs.
Yes. Yes, yes, we budgeted for certain MVNO revenues still this year.
Okay. And if I may, on a follow-up question, going into 2009, what kind of growth can we expect from the DTH market? Do you see that we would be approaching a saturation point in the market where the flow, where the growth would significantly slow down and net additions would be significantly lower than in 2008?
Okay. Today, the number of the households which use pay TV is at the level of 60%. We believe that in the medium term, up to 5 years, the saturation should reach the level which is now in Romania, for example. So it means about 73-75%. It means that Poland is 14 million households. So we believe that over 2 million households will start to subscribe to pay TV in that series. In the beginning of my presentation, I told you that our share of net additions in last 3 years was at the level of 72%. So that's the depth of the market and how we see the market will develop and how we look at our position in the future.
Thank you very much. Very much.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Robert May. Please go ahead with your question announcing your company and location.
Hi, it's Robert from KBC Securities. First question on the DTH platform, as well concerning for the company. There are some proceedings, legal proceedings from the Polish workshop, started this year. Do you see a threat of proceedings?
We have several proceedings which I believe were described in our report. Precisely, I believe there are three of them. One was about the distribution network. The only information we have is the interview of the chairman of the office in Gazeta Prawna that he sees no grounds to start the proceeding against us, and the story is closed. We never received any formal letter because there was never a proceeding against us. It was proceeding to find out whether there is a case. The second proceeding was concerning one of our marketing campaigns. And the office decided that we didn't do this campaign in the right way. However, we were not penalized and the case is closed. The third one was concerning Euro 2008 public screening. And the problem with this proceeding is that, in my opinion, it actually not concerns in the picture us, because it was Telewizja Polsat who were the holder of the rights to Euro 2008, and we as a company who has technical means, it means set-top boxes, were cooperating with them only to provide the set-top boxes. So actually all the proceedings are more against Telewizja Polsat. So I don't see any serious threat from these proceedings.
Okay, my next question concerns bad debts in your company. Do you estimate what's the level of bad debts in the DTH business as well? Do you have an expectation? What would it be average for the MVNO business?
For our DTH business, the bad debt level is minimal because of the fact that we operate on a subscription fee prepayment basis. I mean, a customer who wants to receive our DTH offer first needs to pay a subscription fee, and then a television and radio signal gets activated for such a customer. So this makes our bad debt issue non-material. I guess for our MVNO services, we estimate that debt to remain somewhere between, at market levels, somewhere between 1 and 1.5% of revenues.
Okay. And do you sustain your previous expectations for the ARPU, prepaid and postpaid ARPU in MVNO, which was, I believe, 65 rupees for postpaid and somewhere 40-something for prepaid service?
I don't think these are the right figures. Could you tell me where did you find them?
I mean, I'm just guessing from, you know, from back of my mind, so I could be wrong. But do you sustain the level of it, or have you changed your forecast for the ARPU?
What we were saying that we believe that. So you asked me to comment on your expectations.
Yeah,
I would rather comment on our expectations. And we believe that our ARPU on postpaid will be a little bit lower than the market, and prepaid will be at more or less at the same level as at the market.
Okay, and one more question on the new agreement with the PTC for the national roaming. You are stating that you achieved better terms of this agreement. Could you say something more on it?
We concluded the agreement with PTC in 2006. So since then, the market changed. And the situation changed. For example, we have the fourth player, like Play. So just before we decided to launch the product, we went back to PTC and we decided to, and we managed to convince the operator that it will be on the benefit of both companies if our conditions are better, because then we'll be able to offer more interesting offer to the clients and bring more business to both companies. And we achieved that goal. We convinced them that for the benefit of both companies, we should have the better conditions than described in the original agreement.
Okay, but you cannot give any numbers. Sorry.
Oh, I cannot. I'm sorry.
Okay, and the last question, the subscriber acquisition costs for prepaid and postpaid and MVNO business lines, do you have any forecast for it?
Hold on a second, please. Sorry, we're just making a short conference inside because we're trying to remember whether we were announcing that cost in the past, and I believe we never make this information public. So I don't think I can answer you this question, but we will try to analyze what we can say, and we'll try to get back to you.
Okay, I think that's all from my side. Thanks.
Okay, so Małgosia Czapińska from our side will contact you shortly.
We'll try
to answer your last question, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Anna Boson. Please go ahead with your question, announcing your company and location.
Good, it's Yadi in London. Thanks for the call and congratulations on the good results. My first question is basically on the second quarter at 07 equipment sales were very low. If you could just give us an idea of what's actually caused them to be down around the 9 million level, just so I can understand. Secondly is
I'm sorry, but we didn't understand the question.
Oh, okay.
Low cost of selling or low number of subscribers in the few?
Low revenue from set-top box sales. They reached 9 million in the second quarter last year after 30 million in the first quarter, and I just wondered if there were some factors there that caused that dip.
I think that the answer to this question would be that in last quarter the net adds were lower in the Q2 of 07. Plus we haven't in our offer, we didn't have in that time HD boxes. HD boxes now the client has to pay 399 zloty, while for SD boxes the price is only 99 zloty. So there is a certain percentage of our sales which is HD, and that contributes very strongly to probably that figure.
Do you think with the HD sales that they would have been boosted ahead of Euro 2008 and the Olympics perhaps, and we should expect lower proportional sales in the second half of the year?
I would say that the number of the HD set-top boxes which we are selling in terms of percentage, and we started to sell them, I believe, October, November last year, is pretty much at the same level. The difference between before Euro was maybe 2%.
Oh, lovely. That's great. Thank you. And the second question was about the...
Of course, higher. 2% higher.
Okay. Great. And the next question is on the fourth entrant, and I assume TVP will be perhaps trying to make more content exclusive, and I'm hearing that TVP Sport might not be available for sale over your network. Can you give us some thoughts on any new developments on the potential fourth entrant?
That's a very good question, because frankly saying, I don't know how this project might look like. TVP Sport is not something which actually our customers look forward to see on the platform. We decided to start negotiations with TVP because we want to have the settlement with TVP in place. As you remember, we have no contracts, distribution contracts for TVP channels. It's described in our in prospectus on the risk factors. We are distributing this channel on the must carry regulation. So this was just a good will from our side. I believe that that TVP platform will be a very difficult project for this company, and the scenario which we can expect might be similar as with the entrance of the end to the market. So the addressable market will be wider. There will be a lot of money spent by them for the marketing. So there will be more people in the point of sale. And I believe that our market share of net additions will remain at the similar level. I don't believe that CDP can prepare the all competitive offer for this market.
Excellent, thank you. And my final question is just on the second model of set-top box that you're preparing to launch next year. When do you think that will be launched? And is it a similar standard type product, or will it be somehow more premium?
All set-top boxes have the same functionalities. What I meant by second model, I meant the kind of the visual side of the box. So the design and the shape and the look. Something more fancy than what we did right now, because this box was primarily prepared for the mini package to diminish the cost. It is sold also to the family package. Approximately 40% of our sales are our boxes, so that's why we believe that this is very well received by the market. We are aiming at end of this year or January next year to introduce our second model to the market, and then probably we'll buy from the third parties on the HD and DVR buses.
That's great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Once again, that's the number one to register question and the hash or pound key to cancel. Our next question comes from the line of Anna Bosman. Please go ahead with your question announcing your company and location.
Hi, sorry, it's me again. I just wouldn't mind asking some more questions if you don't mind. Well, I was on churn, and as you mentioned, you had a more a strict policy with disconnections last year, and I believe that means that you were looking for churn to stay high, I think, in the first half and fall back in the second. Is that still correct? What are you looking for there, if you wouldn't mind? And also, perhaps, if you could say...
Can I ask the question by question?
Okay.
The strict policies, it means that before, in the previous years, we were not running the termination, we are not terminating the contract on the monthly basis, we were doing it periodically. So we were waiting until the certain number of the base of the customers was ready, and then in order to fix the problem, we are doing the huge vindication campaign on the large number of the customers. So if you look at the back at on a quarterly basis in our to our churn, you will see that it's fluctuated between the quarters. That's why we decided to, from now on, to show churn on the annualized basis. Now, the strict policy, which I mean, is that we terminate the contract after four, not later than 5 months of non-payment, and it's done on the monthly basis. We believe that our ARPU, our churn should stay in the single digits and should be more or less at the same level. Looking forward in the year, it was 2% third quarter and it was 2% second quarter.
That's great. Thank you very much. Another one was just consumer spending and demand and things. You know, you must be seeing all sorts of things more recently with the whole economic situation around the world slowing. What's your feeling of your contact with customers?
Hold on a second, because I didn't understand. I don't think that macroeconomy has any huge impact or any impact on our development and our new on the acquisition of the new customers. The reason for that is that if the economy goes well, people have more money. And to remind you, Paul's got 255 minutes in front of TV. So they buy more products because pay TV is the first touch of the luxury for them. However, if the situation goes the other way, what happens is that people stay more at home. They don't go to the movies, they don't go to the restaurant, they don't spend money for sports, they don't travel for vacation, they stay at home. When they stay at home, they, again, watch more TV. When they want to watch more TV, they have more hunger for pay TV. Our offer, basic family offer, is only 40 zloty. 40 zloty in Poland is the equivalent of 2 tickets to the movies. So I don't believe that this scale of the situation, not bad situation, can be that bad that people will not be able to pay 40 zloty, which is 13 euro. The average salary in Poland today is probably around 1,000 euro. A little bit less, maybe between 900 and 1,000 euro. So 10, 13, 15 euro for a little bit of entertainment, it's not really a big effort.
Okay, that makes sense. Thank you. And just finally, I just wanted you to have thought about hedging your ruble expenses, like your programming costs for foreign exchange. Obviously there's concern now that the zloty may weaken a little bit going forward, and I'm wondering if you're looking at that at all. Okay, yes, of course. I mean, we've been always saying that this is one of our focuses, and we did some work on that.
We spoke to a number of financial institutions in Poland on the ways by which we could hedge our foreign currency risk against US dollar. And we had two offers on our table from two financial institutions for a US dollar hedge. It's a far forward transaction for the period of 12 months for the amount of somewhere between $2 to $3 million monthly, and we are currently in the phase of choosing the right offer.
Would that be something? Thank you. Would that be something you'd pay for one time, or would there be like a monthly charge?
No, this is a no cost to us structure.
So even though you reduce your currency risk, it's zero cost to you.
There is no cost associated with this forward transaction to us, to the company.
Okay, great. That's good. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Once again, that's number one to register a question, and the hash or pound key to control. Our next question comes from the line of Robert May. Please go ahead with your question announcing the company and location.
Okay, one more question, follow-up question on the your competition plans. So the PVP and TVP plans to roll out the DTH platforms, but you don't see any threat in terms of your churn. You told that you still see it will stay one digit. Is it correct?
We were talking about the year 2008. Yes, we believe that our churn will stay in the single digits. I told you what when I answered the question, Anna, about some question, answer you what I think about TVP projects. So if you want me, I can answer, describe what are my thinking about TPSA projects. The project is based on Orange Sport, Orange TV, which channel acquired the right to the Polish Football League. The Polish Football League was always with Canal Plus Group and with the Cyfra Plus, our competitors. So launching the project based on the sport, which was never in our offer, and we never promised our clients our offer, cannot have any impact on churn. What kind of project it will be, it's pretty mysterious. No one knows in the market. But what we know is that it's based on the cooperation with Cyfra Plus, and well, Cyfra Plus is the competitor which we are facing for last 7-8 years. So I don't believe it will dynamically change the panorama of the market.
Okay, and one more question on your net additions in MVNO project. Could you do you sustain your previous forecast for it?
We are not forecasting anything, so I don't know what you are referring to.
Yeah, I mean, how many clients would you add to your MVNO network this year?
We are not forecasting. We are not giving any forward-looking statements, nor on MVNO nor on DTH. So,
okay.
I'm sorry. We, as I said, we are preparing ourselves to start doing it from. For the year 2009. So probably the first forward-looking statements will be presented by us with the results of Q4.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
If you do have a question or comment, please press 1 on your telephone. We appear to have no question at this time. I'll hand the conference back to you.
Thank you very much, everyone. I hope to have a pleasure to speak to you in 3 months from now, and have a good day.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your participation today. This concludes today's conference. You may now disconnect your line. Thank you.